And Mary was greatly troubled at his words, wondered what kind of greeting this might be, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will never end." "And how will this be?" Mary asked the angel. I'm a virgin. And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." All right. And if I can ask you to come on up over here, can they hear if you're sitting beside me and read it? Huh? All right. Here, hold this up there and just read away.
The angel visits Joseph. Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. And yeah, come on up.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register, so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you the good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
you know what happened? Since I'm on all these medication, I had it printed off about the wise men, but it's not here now. That's why I didn't have one to hand you. Okay.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them where the Christ was to be born, "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people of Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search of the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to we're going to take the Lord's Supper together now, and then we'll light the candles. And so we'll come and you know, take communion with each other. Yeah.
Can I have that?
Yes, ma'am. Can't get it. It's terrible to be so helpless feeling at times, isn't it? Can't even put my own earpiece on. I tried to put on a pair of tactical pants this morning and I couldn't pull the belt. I said, "Boy, this is awful." Oh my goodness.
Oh. Just pull it there, and this one's right open, so don't spill it.
Okay. Will you take the cracker out for me, and I'll just put it in my hand. Yeah, there you go. Good.
And we'll. A little bit different.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
It's okay. It's easier to open.
Okay.
I'm gonna put it on there.
Good. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, you gave one to
him? Yeah. Yeah, he opened it for me. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, I wanted to do the Lord's Supper first, so that then, well, this ties together this way. And because you might be wondering, now we're celebrating the birth of Christ, and then we do the Lord's Supper. And part of that is because he never commanded us to celebrate his birth. And he commanded us to celebrate his death and resurrection. Jesus came here to die for us. So his birth was just the means to die for his people, you and me. And so we keep this in mind as we do this, and we you know this is body that's broken for him, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." But the day he was born in that manger. He was destined for that cross, destined to die, and that's what he wanted to focus us to focus on. It's okay to remember his birth and celebrate it, but that's why we're doing this, to say, but it all was to lead to this. This is what counts, and nothing else matters. It said he died for our sins, and he rose again the third day. So we're celebrating, remembering. You came to die, didn't you, Jesus? Your body was broken just for us. And then he took the cup that night. And, you know, I've watched The Chosen, and occasionally Jesus would pass by a cross, and you see him looking at it with anguish on his face. I'd hate to be passing by the instrument that's going to claim my life, wouldn't you? I mean, you're seeing people die horribly on it, and it's like, my time's coming. What a horrible... So he said, you know, this is my blood that's shed for you. Don't forget. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, thank you.
All right. You'll start it.
Yep, if you'll let me take your arm so I can pull me up here. There we go. Now, it started in that manger. And then later on it went to 12 people. There were other disciples, but the main group was 12. One of those was a traitor. And the whole purpose of this, when we look at this candlelight, is to say this. It started with a little flame, and then one went to another, to another. We get this Christianity thing out of whack, and we think that we got to go out and win the whole world, when what God wants us to do is share Christ with one other, that one other will share with one other. So that's the whole symbology involved here, is we take the light of Christ in the best way God's gifted us, and we share with somebody else. And then they catch the light. They believe in Christ. And before you know it, it's the way it's meant to be. One person at a time. I wish someone would have taught me this a long time ago when I was a young pastor. You're not out here to win the whole world. You're out here to win one at a time. And one at a time goes to one at a time to one at a time, and you just watch the lights, and you just it's just a symbology of the whole thing. That's why I love this experience, because it tells its own story. Just one little light, and look, it just keeps going and going and going. Just hold them up a little bit and take a look around. And that's what this is all about. Christianity was always meant to be this way. One sharing with another, with another, with another. And I want to share this. Daniel and I had a discussion. He asked me a question. He says, is it always sadden you when you have to put out the candle? It's like, yeah, because it's like, that's the end of the light. So remember something. The light we share, this is symbolic of something else. You're putting out a physical light, but this is symbolic of the light of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ that's in you and in me. That's the light we let shine. We thank you, Lord, that you as the light have come into the world and you have saved us. And it's no longer a physical thing out there. It's in our hearts. And we thank you, God, that you live in our lives, and our bodies are the temples of the living God. So don't worry about putting out your little candle. The light is inside. All right. Oh, we got a little candle wax. Yeah. Okay. All right.
If you'll sit down, we have some.
Oh, okay.
Ellie?
She told me to sit down. You just sit down. Oh. Oh, thanks. Yeah, Wally. Yeah, I'll news out again next year. Thank you for doing that. And
okay, she's going to help you open it. Here, put it right here.
Oh, bless your heart. You're going to help me. Thank you. Yeah, I wouldn't be too good an opener today, would I? I don't know how either. Tell you what, just slide it off. Here, let me hold this box with this hand. See if you can pull that ribbon off of there. Oh, look at there. Now you got it. Well, okay. Just take the top off and we'll see what's in there. What do you think's in there? Oh, there's tape. Where is that tape at? Is it over there? We'll get
okay,
it.
Hang on. Oh, it is over here. Ah, that's the box.
Yeah,
I know. No, it's fine.
So there we go. Oh.
Hang on.
She went and got the blade on us. Yeah. Well, what is this? You don't know?
I didn't bring it.
You didn't bring it? Well, let's see what it is. Can you get it out of there? Yeah. There you go. There's one. Well, can you pull that apart? You're a good helper, you know it? You're really good. All right, take that out of there and let's see what this is. Oh, my. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Wait, you're not done. Ellie, you're not done.
Hold it up. Hold it up. Oh, yeah. Look at that. A beautiful Gore-Tex jacket. It just doesn't get better than that. Look at that. Yeah, pull that sleeve out there so everybody can see. Look at that. Gore-Tex. That's my favorite. Oh, thank you. Thank you. If a man ever needed something like this, I do right now. That's a real boost. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. What a nice jacket.
Okay, just go in there and take one thing. Okay, first of all, he needs to see the front. Right?
Oh, there's more?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, there's more. Yeah, just like the commercial, right?
Wait, there's more.
So,
yeah.
You get to take this home, too.
Yes, who made that? Did you make that?
I put the words, and Lynn got the stocking, so.
Thank you.
And then everybody filled it. Okay, so just hand him one thing at a time.
Everybody put stuff in there?
Let me just take this. Okay.
Oh. Did anybody put the address of a rich widow lady that has a ranch in there?
Oh,
I'll pass them. Oh, sardines. Sardine fillets and crackers. Oh, yes. Yes, what else is in there? What's this? It's a Walmart gift card. We'll be using that. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Open last. It says, I have to wait on this one. Okay. Well, I have to open this last. Okay, we'll put that right there. Oh, what is that? Is that, does it look like a magnet?
No, it has to be a magnet.
Yeah, live by faith, walk in love, grow in grace. It's a good magnet, isn't it? That's what me and Mom got. Is that what you said? Well, thank you and Mom for that. What is this? Is this perfume? I think I can.
I didn't bring that.
Ellie,
don't open his stuff.
I'm not.
Huh?
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm waiting.
Now, what is this? Oh, wait a minute. Is that one of those things that erases the... What is that? I can't open it.
Everybody put their stuff in there. Does it sound the box?
No. What is it?
Twist the cap to open. Do not touch the ink until it dries completely.
That's one of those things that erases your address.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save having to shred everything.
Okay.
I wouldn't be much good at shredding right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, that one.
I've been shredded, by the way.
I'll
yeah.
hand it to him after he opens that.
You may open this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it?
I'm trying.
Want to help you?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Y'all are so nice. Wow. Christmas spending money. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Yeah. And what's in here? Did you look?
No.
No? Well, you can look now for me. Go ahead and see what's in there. We just run into all kinds of tape, don't we? Yeah, just rip it. There you go. Can you get it? There you are. What is that? Do you know what that is?
They're like, they have all words on it.
They have words on them. Blessed? Hope? They sure do. They sure do. Strength? Joyful? Little, that's what, well, there are bookmarks, right? Yeah, that's cool.
With all the reading you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I average about 2 to 3 books a week. Yeah.
Can you help them open it, please?
Sure.
There you go. This is one. Sorry, we'll hurry along here. That's, boy, that's hard to unwrap, isn't it? Did you cut yourself? Okay. What's that stuck to your hand?
Glue.
Oh, glue.
I think
okay.
It is. We don't have
oh, it's wax. Yeah. Can you
there's
get it?
On here.
Oh, there's more tape. Oh, she, boy, she's strong.
Oh, she prepared for Christmas.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, oh, whoa. Almost wrecked my shoulder. Look at that.
No, look. There's 50.
Oh, there's $50 in there. But boy, I jumped when that spider came up with that. There's a $50 bill, but to get to it, you got to go through a panic attack. Did y'all see that? That's cute. Look at that. Whoa, yeah. Do y'all remember when the brown recluse bit me back over? I was in the hospital 4 days with that thing. Oh, yes. We've got to have Spam. It's a must. Thank you. Oh, gloves. That's wonderful. Yeah, will you put it, drop that in there? This morning, I couldn't find. Oh
the
yeah,
trash or all the gifts?
Just the gifts, and we'll take the trash and put it. But I couldn't find my gloves this morning. I really couldn't, and I was cold out there. Thank you, thank y'all. Oh, this is cute. I'm gonna have some fun with this. I'm gonna let Summer open this. I'm gonna say, Summer, would you open that little box for me? I watch her scream. Yeah, that's good. My sister. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's the little magnet. You knew what that's how you knew that was a magnet. Yeah. Oh. Well, I want to thank you all. Thank you so much. Oh, did you get that out of there? Oh, thank you. Wow. We'll get to eat lunch today, won't we?
You want to keep this?
Yeah, I want to keep that. I've got some use for that box. My sister's going to... When my sister comes down, she hates spiders. My sister hates spiders of all living creatures. And she's going to get introduced to one right out of that box. There we go. This is very, after all this, to receive this, thank you.
I didn't even know that that was in there. I forgot about
You forgot about that?
I forgot
about
that. Put
the spoon back in there.
Oh.
No, put the box in there, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, one last thing.
Oh, I forgot the last thing, yeah.
Thank you.
The surgeon told me, he said, you can't lift anything with that hand heavier than a coffee cup for 6 weeks. He had to do so much work in there. And said, that's it, buddy. You're a one-handed guy. I can't even get the card out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There, I got it. Got it. Oh, thank you. Whoa. Wow, what a Christmas gift. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. And at Christmas, may your heart rejoice in knowing you've received from him the greatest gift of all, and from your full life fellowship, a special gift. We love you. I love you too. I love you too. I really do. I really do. You really compensated for a lot of pain. Thank you. Ma'am?
You're good for us. We're good for you.
Thank you.
Tony, Ed's got some Christmas music. Oh,
sure, Ed. Oh.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to do a closing prayer and I'm still missing. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you for helping me. Thank you very much. Oh, well, sweetie, thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to just pray this closing prayer with you. Father, I ask you to give in abundance what's been given back to me today. You said give and it'll be given unto you, pressed down, running over without measure. These gifts today bless my heart. They encourage me to fight through and keep going. But God, take this and each one here. I ask you that each person here experience gifts from you like they've never even imagined. That everyone here see the miracles of the healing, excellent health, wonderful finances, and the beauty of the Lord. God, heal our hearts, our souls, our minds, our wills, emotion. And God, meet every financial need here in abundance to overflowing. And in the authority of Jesus' name, we rebuke, bind you, devil. You have no place here. Get out of this church, out of our lives, and stay out. And get out of Israel and stay out. And we ask you, Father, to bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. That your hand be with us. And keep us from evil, that we cause you no pain. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.